Blessed be our God. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us, and because we are sorely hindered by our sins, that your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Canticle 12 will be said in unison. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and he will be my Savior. Therefore you shall draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And on that day you shall say, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make his deeds known among the peoples. See that they remember that his name is exalted. Sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done great things, and this is known in all the world. Cry aloud, inhabitants of Zion, ring out your joy, for the great one in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthily of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds ask him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And whoever has food must do likewise." Even the tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and were questioning in their hearts concerning John, where he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them, saying, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming, and I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the fruit, the wheat, into his granary. But the chaffs he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My good friend, Ed Bacon, is the rector of All Saints Church in Pasadena, California. He's the one who told me about this guy named David Erickson, who I should meet. That was good. Last Sunday, Ed Bacon was preaching at All Saints in Pasadena when his wife got a phone call. The call was from Ed's second cousin who lives in Georgia. Her son, aged 45, had died. She was calling because she wanted Ed to fly back to Georgia from California to do her son's funeral. His name was Shannon Johnson. He was 45 years old and working at the Public Health Department in San Bernardino, California. He went in for a Christmas party, and two people entered with guns, and you know the rest of the story. Shannon had just really begun to practice his Christianity. He had spent his 20s and early 30s studying all kinds of religions, Hinduism. He even had called his mother a few weeks earlier to say that he had had interesting discussions about Islam with a man who worked with him, one of the two who came in with a gun that day. But in that moment when Shannon realized that he was going to die, when bullets started flying across the room, he did the most remarkable thing. He was standing next to a young woman, age 27, and without even thinking, he put his arms around her and shielded her with his body. And into her ear, he said these words before he died. "I've got you." All of the bullets hit Shannon's body except for one, which hit the young woman in her side. She's okay. Her family says that he is an angel. Shannon Johnson, 45. I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to turn on the news these days. Is it hard for you? One of my friends put on Facebook that she finds it hard to decide between whether she wants to be well-informed or sane. There must be a way that God calls us to be both well-informed and sane. But it's hard to figure that out, isn't it? I read an article in Psychology Today that said that fear has increased in the United States by 1,200% in the past 3 decades. Fear, or we also call it anxiety or stress, has increased by 1,200%. Among Americans in the past 3 decades. Many Americans are now taking medication so that we're less afraid. What's happening to us? And what can we do to combat this fear? When the crowds run to John the Baptist, they come to him because they're scared. They want to be saved by God, and they rush to him. And John is not nice to them. Did you hear his words? He calls them vipers, snakes. He says, "Why do you run to me? Just bear fruit that is worthy of salvation, of repentance." And they say to him, "What do you mean? Tell us what to do." "What are we supposed to do?" they ask him, very straightforwardly. And John gives them a very simple recipe for conquering fear. And he gives it to us, too. And you know what's so surprising about what he says? It's so counterintuitive. John the Baptist does not tell them to spend some time in quiet. He doesn't tell them to pray more. His advice is extremely practical. And it has everything to do with the stuff that they own. Isn't that interesting? This is what he says. If you have more than one coat and somebody else doesn't have one, give that guy your coat. If you have food and somebody else doesn't have some, give away some of your food. And then some tax collectors come and they say, what should we do? And John is so simple. He says, don't take any more money than what is due. Be fair. And when the soldiers come to him, he says, do not threaten people or get money because you're a soldier. Be satisfied with your wages. Give stuff away. That's all he says. Could it be that the recipe for counteracting fear is actually to give? That's so strange because when we're scared, our first instinct is to clamp down. Hold on to what you have. And the more afraid we get, the more we want to hold on. We want things to stay the same. We want to hold on to the things we own and love, and we want our lives stable, right? Because we're scared. But what John is saying is that the recipe for conquering fear is the exact opposite. When you're scared, you need to let go and take care of someone else. You need to put your arms around someone else and say, I've got you. I am convinced that the war on terror is real and it's inside us. We are at war with fear. The forces of darkness want us to be afraid. And of course, because when you're afraid, you can't compose a symphony. You can't paint a picture. You can't have a new idea. And you cannot figure out what God is calling you to do or be because you're so scared that you can't listen. Fear prevents us from becoming the children that God has called us to be, from becoming the fullness of who we are. But ironically, the crazier that the world gets out there, the more that you have to let go and give. When Ed talked about the sermon that he was going to preach at this young man's funeral, he said he was going to talk about defiant hope. Defiant hope. That we are not going to allow anyone to let us live our lives out of fear. But we will hope and be generous in all things. As it said in the canticle that we read today, surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. Because in the end, you know, it is God who says to you, who holds you and says to you, I've got you. I've got you. Amen.
Please stand as we reaffirm our faith through the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Hear us, good Lord, as we pray to you with the words, Lord, come among us. Almighty God, we ask you to guide us as we seek to serve you and to bring about your peace in this broken world. Help us to find a way to end the violence and the hatred that threaten the safety of our own nation and that plague the Middle East and Europe. Guide us to administer justice. Keep our loved ones safe. Help us to show both mercy and compassion. You alone can guide us, Lord. We wait for you.
Lord, come among us.
Be present with those who are sick or suffering in any way. Bless those who mourn. Comfort the lonely in this holiday season. And come to the aid of those who are poor and in need. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those in need. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come among us.
Embrace the souls of those who have died, especially Marilyn Lewis. May we see you face to face. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come among us.
Bless this community, Lord, as we seek to worship and serve you without fear. Help us to make space for you in our busy lives so that we may be ready for the coming of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come among us.
We give you thanks for the many gifts that you have given us, for the love of family and friends, for our children, for the gifts of music, art, and literature, for the freedom to worship you, and for this beautiful cathedral. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come among us.
Heavenly Father, you promise us the peace that passes all understanding. And you tell us to rejoice, and you tell us to rejoice. Save us from our addiction to anxiety and fear. Help us to let go, to turn to you. Teach us to give to others. Help us to live in the defiant hope that is your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Amen.
be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting and you put your hand high, ushers will bring you a present, but you've got to keep your hand up until they find you. I see some people up here. Keep them up. And then the ushers will find you. And after they find you, you can put your hand down. We're so glad you're here. Here they come. Keep them up, sweetheart. Good job. I have some great news. Father Raja's visa has finally been approved. Yay! Homeland Security came to the cathedral to make sure we really were a church. And I said, since 1834. So, yay! Father Raja, would you go put a robe on and join us at the altar, please, to celebrate? Thank you. My mother-in-law came up with a good song she sang to me last night. Blessed assurance, visa is mine. As you know, Father Raja does a 10 o'clock Eucharist at our nursing home every Sunday and blesses all the people there that cannot come to church. So he is wonderful. After this service, speaking of aging, we have an Age Well workshop in Ingram Lounge, and they are going to be talking about how you can prevent yourself or a loved one from falling. Very useful information. There will be a free lunch provided by one of our generous parishioners, so come, all of you who are interested, who have a loved one, or who worry about that yourself, you're more than welcome. Didn't you think that Messiah sing-along was fun? Wasn't that awesome? Thank you, choir and Tim Tuller. Don't forget, today is the last day for our alternative Christmas market. So if you want to give a gift to a loved one, but a gift that gives to people in need, there's a lot of information in Tolliver Hall. One of the things that particularly is grabbing my heart is our very faithful parishioner who has flown over to Sierra Leone and is on the ground feeding orphans. So you can't get better than that. So as much as you can give, we're very blessed to send food. They're going to have a beautiful Christmas dinner with the orphans and hopefully many more meals as well. Tonight, there is an Advent healing service at 5. If you know of someone or if you yourself is grieving or ill or lonely, please send them here. Holidays can be hard on people whose lives have changed or who are lonely. There's a bunch of other Christmas things going on, but you can see them all in your bulletin. This coming Wednesday, a party here at the church. Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, David preaches a children's sermon, and there's lots of kids around, and they're all so excited. It's really fun. 6 o'clock, the bishop preaches and celebrates a full Eucharist with the choir. 11 o'clock, I get to preach and celebrate because it's too late for the bishop. But do remember that at 11 o'clock we have incense. So if anyone's allergic to incense, come at 6 because we do that beautiful incense at 11. And then on Christmas Day we have a service as well. We only have 10 more bricks on our little wall. We're almost completely gone. So if any of you haven't filled out a pledge card, no matter what the amount, we would be so happy. I would love to tear that entire thing down. That was our goal. So keep them coming. We're very blessed. And last but not least, next Sunday at 9 o'clock is the annual Christmas pageant, which is a joy. We cast the littlest guys as sheep, so when they wander, it's in character. It is awesome. So if you know of any children, ages 0 to 100, hey, we have got grown-ups. A guy who wants to be a king is going to be a king, and he's going to be awesome. Full grown and 50 years old, probably. So anybody is welcome to participate. Rehearsal on Saturday at 10, 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. Remember, the greatest recipe for conquering fear is to give.
Give.
How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus, our Savior, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us into the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Remember, Lord, your church in every land. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace. Bring us at the last with John and all the saints to the vision of that eternal splendor for which you have created us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by him, with him, and in him, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God watch over you who wait for Christ to come again, you who long to see his face, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.